Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. In the open source world, there's always something brewing, and this week all eyes are on FreeBSD with some genuinely exciting developments, especially for desktop enthusiasts. Historically, FreeBSD has been revered for its stability, performance, and security, earning it a loyal community, mainly among seasoned professionals, but often seen as daunting by newcomers. This reputation is gradually changing, and with the highly anticipated release of FreeBSD 15.0 on the horizon, the path is being paved for a more approachable experience for users at all levels. The headline feature this time is the straightforward integration of the KDE Plasma desktop environment right into the installation process. That's right. Instead of jumping through hoops to set up a full graphical environment post-install, users can choose KDE Plasma during installation, opening the door for a true out-of-the-box experience. KDE Plasma 6, the latest and greatest from one of the most respected desktop projects, now comes with FreeBSD 15.0, bundled alongside the SDDM Display Manager. This combination delivers a polished login screen and graphical session management, reducing both the time and technical knowledge required for a fully featured system. I think this is a game changer for FreeBSD's reach. It means you no longer have to be a command line guru to enjoy the benefits of this system as a daily driver. Making this all happen isn't trivial though, and the FreeBSD laptop support team has been hard at work smoothing out the user experience, particularly for those installing on laptops and hybrid devices. Their goals center on minimizing user interaction during setup, ideally so you can just go from launching the installer, selecting your environment, and arriving at a graphical login screen with minimal finger gymnastics or deep configuration files. This effort involves not just getting the desktop to launch, but also refining graphics driver support for a huge variety of hardware. Users with laptops containing heterogeneous CPU cores, like those big, little architectures we see in some modern processors, have faced unique challenges, but solutions are being actively pursued. AMD laptop owners will also be pleased to hear about broader compatibility, with drivers fine-tuned to better address power management, display output quirks, and edge cases in contemporary chipsets. Let's not forget the little things that make a big difference, like Wi-Fi support and HDMI hot plugging, both of which are receiving serious attention. The focus is on making it so that when you plug into an external display or connect to wireless networks, things just work, as users of other major platforms have come to expect. All of these efforts underscore FreeBSD's ongoing mission to provide a solid foundation for desktop users that's as reliable as ever, but smoother and more accessible. Of course, it's not just about what's happening inside the FreeBSD ecosystem. There's a broader technological backdrop shaping these priorities and decisions. Across the industry, user-centric design isn't a buzzword. It's becoming a survival trait, especially as operating systems compete more directly for the attention of average consumers. Recent hot topics include the rapid expansion of artificial intelligence in everything from automation to creative tools, which has knock-on effects on security and personal data management. But perhaps most headline-grabbing right now is the rise of financial products like Buy Now, Pay Later, or BNPL, services that are reshaping how end users manage purchases. BNPL products have grown explosively, giving consumers more flexibility, but raising significant concerns among major banks about their effect on credit scores and financial well-being. In fact, the well-known FICO credit scoring system is now planning to weave BNPL data straight into its algorithms, meaning software systems processing personal data must adapt rapidly. For projects like FreeBSD, this has two main implications. 1. An ongoing need to think proactively about user security. And 2. To keep privacy and performance right at the heart of every development decision. For example, as large language models and intelligent agents become more widespread, software that handles user information can't be complacent. FreeBSD has a long-held reputation for taking security seriously, with features such as jails and advanced firewalling, but the evolving landscape demands constant vigilance. The project continually adapts to new threats and user expectations, which is vital at a time when malicious actors are increasingly sophisticated and persistent. Financial services aren't explicitly a FreeBSD domain, but the parallels are clear. With BNPL changing the game, the need for robust and privacy-conscious platforms extends to all sectors of software development. That's why usability and security go hand in hand. Smooth user experiences only matter if they're matched with strong protective measures. One thing I appreciate about the free BSD developer announcements is their candor about balancing innovation with avoiding overreach. With each upcoming release, contributors strive to integrate new features without breaking what works, ensuring that existing users aren't left behind in the pursuit of modernity. This is evident in the approach to the KDE Plasma desktop. It's offered as an option, not a requirement, keeping the system as versatile as ever. Advanced users still have the freedom to configure FreeBSD to their liking, while less experienced users get a gentler ramp-up path. For those who want to follow along or get directly involved, the project's update channels and mailing lists are as active as ever, providing day-to-day transparency. If you're interested in testing upcoming features, reporting bugs, or just seeing what's coming down the pipeline, now is a great time to jump in and contribute to FreeBSD's future. So where do these changes leave FreeBSD in the broader open source and OS ecosystem? As Linux-based systems continue to push the envelope on desktop usability, and with proprietary OSEs locked into their own tight ecosystems, FreeBSD carves a unique niche. It's reliable, free, and now consciously optimized for accessibility, making it an appealing alternative for anyone who values stability but doesn't want to compromise on features. That said, success in the modern tech landscape depends on more than just technical excellence. It's about meeting users where they are, making onboarding seamless, and providing enough flexibility to grow with them as their needs evolve. With the steps FreeBSD is taking towards integrating a full-featured graphical experience, including continued laptop hardware support improvement and easier driver management, I see nothing but upside. These are the kinds of updates that can energize a project and invite fresh contributors from new backgrounds. And it's important to underline that while FreeBSD is making things simpler for newcomers, it's not sacrificing the powerful underpinnings that long-time users cherish. The new graphical install process and desktop integration are layered atop the same robust architecture that's powered everything from major websites to critical appliances for decades. If you're on the fence or have always been curious about FreeBSD but felt put off by its technical aura, I recommend giving the new installer a go when 15.0 arrives. The experience is designed to help you get started with minimal fuss, and you still have access to the deep configuration FreeBSD is famous for if you want to dig in later. On the technical side, let's take a closer look at driver support and why it's so pivotal in bridging the gap for new users. One persistent challenge for open operating systems is the diversity of hardware. Every vendor has quirks, from display adapters to wireless chipsets, and these can spell frustration if not handled well. The current focus on expanding support for AMD laptop platforms is particularly encouraging, as these machines are increasingly common among students and professionals who want capable hardware without breaking the bank. FreeBSD developers are working closely with the open source driver community to ensure comprehensive compatibility, aiming for the elusive JustWorks standard from the moment you boot up. Improvements in Wi-Fi handling, including reliable connections across a range of chipsets, and better handling of HDMI hot plug events, all feed into this ambition. I've already seen positive feedback from testers reporting improved experiences on newer machines, including seamless transitions between battery and mains power, as well as dependable waking from sleep. Combine this with automated configurations during installation, and you're getting closer to the polish usually only seen on commercial operating systems. These advances aren't just quality of life improvements. They're vital in reducing friction and attracting new contributors who may have previously been put off by initial setup hurdles. It's really exciting to see the FreeBSD project take such a proactive stance, and it certainly puts pressure on the rest of the field to keep innovating and raising the bar. Another angle to this story is community diversity. When you improve onboarding and make your platform more approachable, you naturally attract newer, younger, and more diverse users, which ultimately benefits the project through fresh perspectives and energy. FreeBSD's focus on improving the usability of its installer and default desktop environment could serve as a model for other established open source projects that want to remain vibrant and relevant. I should also mention that, just as projects like FreeBSD evolve to meet changing user expectations, developers are always on the lookout for feedback. A great reminder to share your insights on the forums or bug trackers if you have suggestions or spot issues. This two-way communication strengthens the connection between users and maintainers, ensuring open source stays a living, breathing ecosystem rather than a static product fed from on high. So what should you expect moving forward as FreeBSD 15.0 continues its final approach to general release? Firstly, ongoing improvements to the KDE Plasma integration, with documentation and user guides aimed at smoothing any rough edges that appear as more users test it in real-world scenarios. Secondly, continued expansion of graphics and network driver support, especially as new hardware hits the market and edge cases crop up. Thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, the FreeBSD team's ongoing attention to security and privacy, responding not only to technological trends but also current events like changes to credit scoring practices and BNPL proliferation. All this keeps FreeBSD in lockstep with both technical requirements and the real-world needs of a changing user landscape, from open-source aficionados to average computer users concerned with privacy and stability. If you're a long-time fan, these updates reaffirm FreeBSD's legacy of responsiveness and technical excellence. If you're new, you're likely to find the system more friendly and capable than ever, whether you're using it for development, personal projects, or just exploring alternatives. I encourage everyone interested to follow the project's progress online, test out the 15.0 beta releases where available, and contribute feedback. Every bit of community involvement helps strengthen FreeBSD as it evolves to meet current and future demands. In closing, the FreeBSD 15.0 release represents a measured, well-rounded response to the pressures and opportunities facing every operating system today. By building a bridge between its storied technical foundation and the usability that modern users demand, it offers a compelling alternative in an increasingly crowded field. As always, we'll keep you posted on further developments as the FreeBSD team puts the finishing touches on this exciting release. Thanks for listening.